Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where we find the king of Judah responding to the news that his country is about to be attacked. In verse 3, we read, Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. In verses 6 through 12, with men, women, and children gathered from near and far, he prayed earnestly for God to intervene, and we encourage you to read it. Following his prayer, Jehazael told the assembly, Thus says the Lord to you, Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves, stand, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. We then read that Jehoshaphat and all the people worshipped the Lord. The following morning, on the day of battle, Jehoshaphat reminded them to trust in God. He assigned people to sing to the Lord and to praise Him. When the enemy armies began to attack, they actually attacked each other. Beginning in verse 24, we read, When Judah came to the lookout of the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and behold, they were corpses lying on the ground, and no one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found much among them, including goods, garments, and valuable things which they took for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were 3 days taking the spoil because there was so much. Then on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, they have named that place the Valley of Baraka until today. Every man of Judah and Jerusalem returned with Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on all sides.
When Jehoshaphat saw trouble looming, the first thing he did was turn to God. He proclaimed a fast throughout Judah, and people came from everywhere to seek the Lord together. By calling for both fasting and prayer, the king acknowledged that the crisis demanded complete dependence on God. Though Jehoshaphat was king, he recognized his limitations and sought help. He could have relied on his position or military might, but instead, he called on his people for prayerful support. Sometimes we feel uncomfortable asking others to pray for us, but one of the wisest things we can do in difficult times is to come before the Lord with other believers. The body of Christ depends on this kind of cooperation. When the people of Judah gathered, God provided a solution through a prophet. Jehoshaphat was humble enough to listen and wise enough to follow. As a result, the Israelites were saved without drawing a weapon. Because their humble king listened, they witnessed God's remarkable victory. We must attune our ears to God's voice. Sometimes He speaks through unexpected people and says things we don't expect to hear. But He will provide solutions if we're willing to heed His words.